An election upset in Europe that is sending political shockwaves across the continent. Hungary's far-right nationalist leader, Viktor Orban, was defeated in an election yesterday. This brings to an end his 16 years in office. Orban was heavily backed by the Trump administration, but he lost to his center-right rival, Peter Modyar, in a landslide. It's a result that could have major implications for the European Union and the Ukraine war. NBC News international correspondent Molly Hunter joins us now with more on this. So, Molly, Orban was embraced by the far right globally, including here in America. Well, critics say under his leadership, Hungary is no longer considered a full democracy. He conceded last night following a pretty resounding defeat. What's he saying? What's been the reaction in Hungary?
Yeah, Joe, resounding defeat is definitely an understatement. It was a landslide, as you said. Now, he did concede last night with about 98% of the votes in. It was a very short speech, but he said the results were, quote, clear. Now, Joe, this was a dirty campaign, both sides kind of hurling insults, leaking sensitive information about the other. But it was a landslide, as you say, the kind of victory that could mean real change could come to that country. Now, the reaction from voters, we've been watching kind of all the agency, all the local TV feeds come in overnight, and people were out partying into the wee hours last night. Of course, the majority of voters voted for Peter Modyar, who were celebrating. And most of the voters who were interviewed that we listened to said that their vote was driven by Hungary's relationship with Russia. For further proof this morning, Joe, the currency in Hungary surged this morning to a four-year high against the euro. So good news for a lot of Hungarians this morning.